Now, last Lord's Day, we learned about God's servant, Bill Woods, had been ill. He had spent a little bit of time in London learning more about leprosy. And now he has returned to Brazil with a greater knowledge of the needs of people concerning their physical conditions. One day, whenever Bill was at his home, a little boy of 10 years of age called Francisco was brought to his home by his father. This little boy had, like the person we learned about last week, been bitten by a snake. And his father was extremely anxious. He came to the door of Bill Wood's home. He knocked the door, had this little boy in his arms who was very, very ill. Bill, of course, brought him in. He had some medication that he tried to apply to him, but he realized very quickly that there was really very little that he could do for this boy. Whatever type of snake it was, it had bitten him in the leg, and the venom was coursing through his veins and coursing through his body, and the little boy was very, very ill indeed. And Bill feared that unless medical help could be sought within a few hours, probably the little boy would die. So he prayed and said, "Lord, would you do something?" And not far from where Bill's house was, there was a river. And just as Bill realized the great need, he saw a little plane coming down to land upon that river. And it stopped just within a few yards, really, of the home that Bill was living in. So he rushed up to the pilot of the plane, explained the situation, says, "There's a little boy here. He's been bitten by a snake. Can you take him, please, to the nearest hospital with his father? He needs urgent medical assistance." And the pilot was glad to help and took that little boy 3.5 hours flight to the nearest hospital in a city called Manaus. And that little boy, that very evening, was operated upon and his life was saved. Bill counted that a miracle. His life was saved because this pilot had taken him to the hospital. But while his life was saved, his leg that had been bitten, that limb had to be removed. And Bill realized that now this little boy is going to have to live with just one leg, and he'll probably never be able to get a job in the tribe that he's living in. He'll probably not be able to travel around the jungle so well anymore. I wonder, could we get him an artificial leg? And in the meantime, Bill brought the wee boy into his home and cared for him and fed him and tried to teach him and educate him as best he could. But at last, he felt, we'll go to Rio de Janeiro, one of the great cities of Brazil. And the little boy, Francisco, was able to get an artificial leg. But again, that got Bill thinking. I wonder, could we help maybe leprosy patients who have had to get legs or limbs removed? And Bill began to pray again about his own life. Is there something more that I could do for these poor people of the Acre region of Brazil? And he began to pray about going to university. Now, Bill wasn't a teenager now. He was no longer a young man in his 20s. He was a fully grown adult. He had a lot of experience in life. And he began thinking, well, if I could enroll in the course in university and become a fully trained medical doctor, I would be able to help these people even more. Now, a university course in Brazil to study to be a doctor at that time would last for 7 years. And he began to think, well, how will I pay my bills? How will I carry on the work in the clinic? How will I look after the work in the church? How will I minister to the needs of the people if I have to study for 7 years? Where will I get all the finance? But he prayed and prayed and sought the Lord and felt at last it would be God's will for him to go to university. God is able to meet the needs of those that put him first. And whatever your need is, the grace of God will never lead you into a place or into a situation where the grace of God cannot keep you. So Bill applied for university and was accepted. But during that time, there was still a lot of work that he got involved in. One day, Bill and Francisco heard about shoes that were being made in America, especially for people who had maybe lost toes or part of their foot because of leprosy. And so they began to ask some of the American nurses in the clinics and in the hospitals about these shoes. And at last, young Francisco was able to travel up north, out of Brazil, the United States of America, and learn a little bit more about these shoes. He didn't just learn more about them, but he also learned how to make them and how to fit them as well. And so whenever he came back down to Brazil, Bill and Francisco, they set up a little workshop and a little clinic where people could be assessed and their feet measured up, and these special shoes made for people with leprosy to help them walk better and to give them a better quality of life. But every time a person came into that workshop or into that clinic, Bill and Francisco and some of the other Christians would witness to them and talk to them. And even there, in that little shoe shop, they had the privilege of leading people to faith in Jesus Christ. Francisco became, like William Carey, the great missionary, a shoemaker. But even as he was mending and making shoes, he was still witnessing for the Lord. You see, it doesn't really matter whether God has called you to be a missionary or a pastor or a preacher or a doctor or a school teacher or a bricklayer or a carpenter or a joiner or a shoemaker. Whatever your calling in life is, if you're a Christian, you can serve God just where you are. But Bill was now studying in university. For 7 years, it was hard going. He had to study, had to read a lot of books, had to sit a lot of examinations. At the same time, he was looking after the clinic. He was looking after some churches. He was also looking after this workshop for shoes. And round about Brazil, in different cities, he set up other workshops for shoes as well. And then in 1974, after 7 years of study, he graduated from university. And you know something? On top of it all, he was top of the class. And he said the day that he got his graduation certificate, everybody stood up and they cheered and they clapped. They were so delighted that this man had done so well. And you know what he did? He testified to the faithfulness of God. Friends, this morning, God is faithful. You might be a young person and you're just going into high school and you wonder, how will I ever get through it all? Maybe 5 or 7 years in high school. God is faithful. Maybe you've started university or you will be starting university maybe next year and you're wondering, how will I get through it all? Put God first. Maybe you're thinking about serving God, maybe in the church or in some other place, and you wonder, is God able to bring me through? Yes, because God is faithful. Maybe you've recently thinking about getting married or raising a family. You wonder, how can I do it? God is faithful. Folks, whatever God has called you to do, God is always faithful. God was faithful to Bill Woods. And next Lord's Day, we'll finish our study about this great man of God and learn more about what God has called him to do and how God has continued to use and provide and bless him in his life and ministry. We're very glad, again, as always, to see you.